14. Slow food. I'm really busy with work these days. Most of the time I just eat fast food. It feels like I don't even have taste buds anymore.
Oh, you shouldn't eat that much fast food. It's terrible for you.
I wish it weren't this way too. But the pace of city life these days is too fast. Anything you do needs to be really efficient. If you're even a little bit slower than other people, it could give the impression that you failed somehow.
Okay, but when you've got some free time, I'll take you out to a special restaurant, and then you just might change your mind.
Really? What's so special about this restaurant?
It's a slow food restaurant. You know, slow food, as opposed to fast food. The foods there are all cooked delicately. You also need to take your time while you eat so you can really savor it. And the atmosphere of the place is really peaceful. So when you go there to eat with friends, you can talk and eat at the same time. Even spend a few hours there. There's a snail painted on the entrance to the restaurant, expressing the management's hopes that people will enjoy their food at a snail's pace. It's really a good place to go for the relaxing atmosphere.
Sounds really interesting. Who first came up with this idea of slow food?
In the 80s, a few Italians established a slow food society as a way of boycotting fast food. The group started the slow food movement to protest fast food, and now the movement has over 10,000 followers worldwide. This restaurant, Beijing's only slow food restaurant, has drawn many fashionistas and white-collar professionals to visit.
Listening to you describe it makes me realize that the slow food movement is actually kind of a return to the more natural beginnings of life. The pace of our lives has gone from slow to fast, and now some people are advocating going from fast to slow. Pretty soon there will be people talking about modern life as the good old days.
Right. Slow food doesn't just mean that you eat slowly. It's also advocating food with personality, cuisine prepared according to local tradition. When we enjoy slow food, we're also respecting those who prepare food and cuisine.
Healthy, tasty, and culturally rich. What else are we waiting for? Let's go there and eat now.
Okay.